A maintenance worker dies in a baggage conveyor. The Israeli military has a drone down during testing. And both pilots survive a California midair. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. A U.S. Airways maintenance worker has been killed in the mechanism of a baggage handling system, according to authorities at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. 60-year-old Robert DeMarco was said to have been with the airline for several years before Friday's incident. KSAZ-TV cites Phoenix police in reporting DeMarco was working on the system and became lodged between the upper and lower conveyor belts of the sorting system and was later pronounced dead. There are no indications of foul play. Officer James Holmes told the station, quote, "This appears to be a tragic accident, and Phoenix police detectives will be working hard to determine exactly how and why this incident occurred," unquote. U.S. Airways says it's providing assistance to the victim's family, friends, and co-workers. The Israeli military has been developing a drone the size of a 737, with a range which could allow it to reach Iran without refueling. On Sunday, during what was described as a routine experimental flight, the Heron TP UAV crashed in central Israel. That's according to the Associated Press. With a wingspan of 86 feet, the Heron TP is thought to be capable of use in surveillance, communications relay, and jamming. It's not known whether the craft has the capability to carry or deploy munitions. The website for Israel Aerospace Industries, the drone's maker, describes the aircraft only as, quote, "a multi-purpose, multi-system platform to address local and international customers' needs and to perform a variety of strategic missions with a high level of reliability," unquote. The AP reports the drone figures to be featured prominently in any potential Israeli operation against Iran and its expanding nuclear program. Israel has been very public about its deliberations over the timing of such a strike, as Iran continues to report success in a nuclear fuel enrichment program which has drawn international sanctions. We're happy to report that a collision between a Beechcraft Bonanza and a Robinson R-22 near Rio Vista Municipal Airport in California Sunday night produced an unusual result for a midair. No fatalities. KTXL-TV reports the R-22 came down in a field on Sherman Island, while the plane made it 30 more miles and landed at the Byron Airport. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department confirms both pilots were taken to hospitals. The instructor of the helicopter pilot said the student was logging solo nighttime hours toward her commercial helicopter certificate. He praised her performance after the impact and described her as shaken up but okay after extricating herself from the wreckage. Police added her injuries were confined to cuts on her hands. There was no immediate word on the injuries suffered by the airplane pilot, only that they were minor. The first 911 calls notifying responders of the helicopter's crash came in at about 6:50 p.m. Pacific time. FAA is assisting the NTSB on the investigation. Neither pilot's name had been released as of our deadline, but KTXL reports the plane is registered to an owner in Brentwood, and the helicopter is owned by Vertical CFI Helicopters, a flight school based in Hayward, California. This may be a new wrinkle in the debate over domestic drone surveillance and privacy. A microcopter drone being flown by an animal rights group to document a live pigeon shoot in South Carolina was reportedly shot down by angry gun enthusiasts after their event was called off Sunday. The UAV owner has filed a police report and vows to press charges. The Times and Democrat quotes Steve Hindy, president of SHARC, short for Showing Animals Respect and Kindness, in reporting that the live pigeon shoot was to have taken place at Broxton Bridge Plantation Sunday near Earhart, South Carolina. Hindy says law enforcement officials and an attorney claiming to represent the plantation attempted to stop SHARC from flying its small drone, which is equipped with a video camera. Hindy tells the paper, quote, "It didn't work. What SHARC was doing was perfectly legal. Once they knew nothing was going to stop us, the shooting stopped and the cars lined up to leave," unquote. He says the drone was launched anyway. Quote, "Seconds after it hit the air, numerous shots rang out. As an act of revenge for us shutting down the pigeon slaughter, they had shot down our copter. It is important to note how dangerous this was. as they were shooting toward and into a well-traveled highway, unquote. The small aircraft reportedly came down on U.S. Highway 601. Hindi adds, quote, "This was Shark's first encounter with the Broxton Bridge Plantation, but it will certainly not be the last. We are already making plans for a considerably upscaled action in 2013, unquote. Still ahead, a Navy captain criticized for poor judgment is nominated for Admiral. The Singapore Air Show has a banner year. And another Tuskegee Airman has left us. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, February 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Singapore Air Show 2012, Asia's largest, wrapped up the trade segment of the six-day event with a record value of deals announced worth over $31 billion. Major announcements include contracts for Boeing, Airbus, Pratt & Whitney, CFM, and ATR. This represents a threefold increase over the total value of deals announced in 2010. Over four trade days, the show drew 900 exhibitors from 50 countries and 266 delegations from 80 countries. The world of military aviation is an environment intolerant of screw-ups. So you might think a U.S. Navy junior lieutenant who intentionally shot a live missile at an Air Force F-4 during a training exercise, nearly killing two airmen, would have seen his career over that day. Instead, the Obama administration has nominated him for promotion to Admiral. The Washington Times reports that among the list of nominees submitted to the Senate by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is Navy Reserve Captain Timothy W. Dorsey, who, on September 22, 1987, was taking part in a non-fire flight exercise over the Mediterranean in an F-14. He was reportedly given a command to simulate a missile firing, but instead armed a real Sidewinder without telling his backseat radar intercept officer and shot down an Air Force plane. Its two pilots ejected moments before their RF-4C exploded. The 1988 investigative report was scathing. Retired F-14 pilot John Ault tells the Times, quote, "I would never have guessed he'd even make it to commander, much less admiral. I thought his career was over back when the shootdown happened. He refused to accept any blame. I mean, the guy did it on purpose," unquote. So how did his career survive that 1987 incident and the harsh reviews which followed? Well, it's probably just coincidence, but at the time of the incident, Dorsey's father, James Dorsey, was commander of the aircraft carrier USS America, and a year later became Assistant Deputy Chief of Naval Operations at the Pentagon, and later a three-star vice admiral. And finally today, another of the Tuskegee Airmen has gone west. Captain Clarence Dart, who flew 95 missions with the Red Tail Squadron and was shot down twice flying Curtiss P-40s during World War II, passed away Friday at Wesley Healthcare Center in Saratoga Springs, New York. Dart was 91. He never regained consciousness following a stroke February 4th, according to the Albany Times-Union. In January, Dart, while still frail, was able to attend a screening of Red Tails, the George Lucas film dramatizing the story of the first black U.S. military aviators. The paper reports moviegoers gave Dart, who watched the film from his wheelchair, a standing ovation at the Wilton Mall Regal Cinema. With him was his wife of 61 years, Millie. After World War II ended, Dart had a 39-year career as a draftsman with GE, and continued his service as a reservist with the New York Air National Guard, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. As is the case with many World War II vets, Dart reportedly didn't speak much about his experiences during the war. But one of his seven daughters, Dawn Ray, recalls, quote, "He taught us that you don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. He put us all through college because education was paramount to him," unquote. Services for Clarence Dart are being held today, at Saratoga Springs United Methodist Church. He'll be interred in a family plot at Green Ridge Cemetery. Fewer than 100 members of the Tuskegee Airmen survive today. Colonel Dart, thank you for your service to our country. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.